Mary, the Blessed Mother, was and is a truly beautiful woman, a truly beautiful person. The philosophers of old said, for beauty to be present, there needs to be three things. In Latin, it's integritas, consonantia, and claritas. Integrity, and proportion, and radiance. So what integrity means is that all of the parts for a thing to be what it is are present. You think of the human face. The human face has two eyes, and a nose, and a mouth, and two ears, and hair, if you're lucky. And if those things are missing, something strikes us as off. Not all of the parts are there. Or you think of a church. Like in this case, you've got an altar, and you've got the tabernacle, and you have an ambo, and you have the presider's chair, and you have the pews, and all of the parts are there. But the integrity isn't enough. There has to be a proportion of the parts, that they have to fit together well. It's like if one of my eyes was much bigger than the other one, it would be weird. There would be something not beautiful about that feature. It's like the parts are there, but they're out of proportion. Like this crucifix, I don't know how tall it is, 7 feet, but you wouldn't want a 7-inch crucifix up there. And you also wouldn't want a 30-foot crucifix. That the parts all have to work in harmony. They have to be synchronized. They have to work together. But that finally, you need a claritas, a radiance, something that makes it burst, that immediately to the eyes, this thing or this person is truly beautiful. In Mary's life, there is an integrity. The angel Gabriel comes and says, "Hail, full of grace." There's already a fullness to her being, that all of the parts are there. And there's a proportion, too. She knows who she is. She says, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to his word." So often in our life of sin, that there's not a healthy proportion anymore. We start to fight against God. We make ourselves our own little gods, that we do what we want. And we no longer recognize ourselves as the creature, but we sort of want to dominate as the creator of my own life or my own existence. But Mary had this beautiful proportionality to God. I'm the follower. I am the handmaid of the Lord. And that doesn't take any dignity away from her. In fact, it elevates her. But then finally, this last component, you have integrity, there's a fullness, all of the parts are there, there's a proportion. Mary knows herself to be a follower, a disciple. But is there a radiance? Is there a clarity to the Blessed Mother's life? You think in this church of the stained glass windows, like it adds a radiance. If those were just all walled off, something would be missing. But you can come into this space and light is brought into your soul because light streams through these windows. The Blessed Mother from here, she goes to visit her relative, Elizabeth. And Elizabeth, of course, the infant leaps in her womb. John the Baptist leaps in her womb. But then as Elizabeth recognizes Mary's blessedness, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb," Mary sings. It's a song. "My soul magnifies the greatness of the Lord. My soul magnifies the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." There's this radiance that effuses out of Mary. She can't keep this goodness to herself. Like it spills out of her, like overflows out of her. "My soul magnifies the greatness of the Lord." If God has done anything good in our lives, it's not for us to keep and bottle up. That somehow or another becomes disproportionate or ugly. Like my goal and my job is to allow it to flow over in gratitude, in song, in praise and thanksgiving. And especially on this feast day, when we celebrate the day that God became man. God became man on this day. He took on human flesh. He became one with us in all things but sin. I hope that we can live beautiful lives. God has given us all of the tools to live beautiful lives. But we ask for the Blessed Mother's intercession, especially that we would radiate the love of God. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord.